Yamunatira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopijana Malaba Giribhara Dari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janarandana. Samuna Kira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Radha Madhava. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Oh, Radha Madhava. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Radha Madhava Astasaki Ki Svapapada Ki Chaitanya Chandraya Mandir Ki Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devam Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Udirai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Oh, yeah. So text number 24, right? Yeah. Yeah. 4:27:24. Okay. Rishabham
Rishabham
Yavananam
Yavananam
Twam Rishabham Yavananam Twam
Rishabham Yavananam Twam
Rishabham Yavananam Chang
Rishabham Yavananam Twam
Vrene Virepshitam Patim
Vrene Virepshitam Patim
Sankalpas Twai Bhutanam
Sankalpas Chatur Bhutanam
Krita Kila Na Rishyati
Krita Kila Na Rishyati
Bolye
Rishabham Yavananam Twang
Rishabham Yavananam Twang
Vrne Virap Sitam Patim
Vrne Vrnidam Patim
Sankalpas Twaya
Sankalpa Dvaya Bhutanam Kripa Kilana Rishyati Rishabhanya Banantvanam Vini Virepshitam Patim Sankalpa Dvaya Bhutanam Kritam Kilan Rishati. Rishabham Yavananam Twam Vine Vireshitam Patim Sampalpas Twai Bhutanam Krita Kila Narishati. Vibham Yabhananam Twam Vrindevi Rapshitam Patim Sankalpas Twayi Bhutanam Kritakila Narishati Rishabham Yabananam Twam Vinivirepshitam Patim Sankalpas Twayi Bhutanam Kritakila Narishati. Rishabham, the best. Yavananam, of the untouchables. Twam, you. Vrine, I accept. Vira, O great hero. Ipshitam, desired. Patim, the husband. Sankalpaha, the determination. Twayi, unto you. Bhutanam, of all living entities. Kritaha, if done. Kila, certainly. Na, never. Rishati, becomes baffled. Approaching the king of the Yavanas, Kalakanya addressed him as a great hero, saying, "My dear sir, you are the best of the untouchables. I am in love with you, and I want you as my husband. I know that no one is baffled if he makes friends with you." And Prabhupada's long purport talk about baffled untouchables. The word Yavananam Rishabham refers to the king of the Yavanas. The Sanskrit words Yavana and Mlecha apply to those who do not follow the Vedic principles. According to the Vedic principles, one should rise early in the morning, take a bath, chant Hare Krishna, offer Mangal Arati to the deities, study Vedic literatures, take prasad, and engage in dressing and decorating the deities. One must also collect money for the temple expenditures. Or if one is a householder, he must go to work in accordance with the prescribed duties of a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, or Shudra. In this way, one should live a life of spiritual understanding. And this is the Vedic way of civilization. One who does not follow all these rules and regulations is called Yavana or Mlecha. One should not mistakenly think that these words refer to certain classes of men in other countries. There is no question of limitation according to nationalism. Whether one lives in India or outside of India, he is called a Yavana or Mlecha if he does not follow the Vedic principles. One who does not actually follow the hygienic principles prescribed in the Vedic rules and regulations will be subjected to many contagious diseases. Because the students in this Krishna consciousness movement are advised to follow the Vedic principles, they are naturally become hygienic. If a person is Krishna conscious, he can work like a young man, even if he is 75 or 80 years old. Thus, the daughter of Kala time cannot overcome a Vaishnava. Sri Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami engaged in writing Chaitanya Charitamrita when he was very old, yet he presented the most wonderful literature about the activities of Lord Chaitanya. Srirupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami began their spiritual lives at a very old age. My gosh. That is, after they retired from their occupations and family lives. Yet they presented many valuable literatures for the advancement of spiritual life. This is confirmed by Srinivasa Acharya, who praises the Goswamis in this way. Nana shastra vicharanaika nipanau shadharma samstapaka Lokanam hitakar and no tribuvane manyo sharanyakaro Radha Krishna padaravinda bhajana nandena mataliko Vande rupa sanatano raguyago Shri Jiva Gopalako. Offer my respectful obeisance to Six Goswamis, Sanatan, Rupa, Raghunath, Raghunath Bhat, Raghunath Das, Jiva Goswami, Gopal Bhatan. Could be expert in scrutinizing, studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. Thus jara, the effect of old age, does not harass a devotee. This is because a devotee follows the instructions and the determination of Narada Muni. All devotees are in the disciplic succession from Narada Muni because they worship a deity according to Narada Muni's directions, namely the Pancha Narada Pancharatra, or the Pancharatrika Vidhi. A devotee follows the principles of Pancharatrika Vidhi as well as Bhagavat Vidhi. Bhagavat Vidhi includes preaching work, Shravanam Kirtanam, Vishnu, hearing and chanting of the glories of Lord Vishnu, Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Pancharatrika Vidhi includes Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. Because the devotee rigidly follows the instructions of Narada Muni, he has no fear of old age, disease, and death. Apparently, a devotee may grow old, but he is not subject to the symptoms of defeat experienced by a common man in old age. Consequently, old age does not make a devotee fearful of death, as a common man is fearful of death. When jara, or old age, takes shelter of a devotee, kala, kanya, diminishes the devotee's fear. That's interesting. Yeah, when jara or old age takes shelter of a devotee, kalakanya, diminishes the devotee's fear. Not exactly. Time is an incarnation of Krishna, externally manifested. It's all one. Where does Kalakanya come from? Yeah. Okay, so she's the old age here. When jara takes shelter of a devotee, Kalakanya diminishes the devotee's fear. A devotee knows that after death he is going back home, back to Godhead. Therefore he has no fear of death. Thus instead of depressing a devotee, advanced age helps him to become fearless and thus happy. Baba Ki. Any comments? Question? It's okay.
When old age hit devotees,
yeah.
So they are not disturbed by that?
No. Yeah. Devotees. Prabhupada says that everything is coming from Krishna, so therefore everything is good. If you just know how to use it properly. There's one famous agriculturalist from Japan. He's called as having started the one straw revolution. He's very famous for his holistic, organic, agricultural techniques. You know, for example, it's sinful to cut the earth with a plow. That's sinful, right? You have to cut the earth with a plow. So a Brahmana can't do that. You know? So he just, coincidentally or whatever, he never plants seeds. He just scatters in the same way nature does. Like that. And wonderful techniques, fantastic production. What's his name? Anyway, he said there's no such thing as a weed. Just plants in the wrong place. Every plant has its particular virtue, function, nature, at that position in society. It's the same way. When Papa came to San Francisco, I was coming back from the bank, around the corner. And I saw his card come, so I ran to the temple, like a block. And he'd already gone inside. He was sitting in the Vyasasan, so I sat down there. And then Papa gave his little arrival address, 1975. They probably said San Francisco. It was actually Berkeley, but probably said San Francisco. And he said, so I was on the airplane from Los Angeles. The pilot came back and sat next to me. Maybe it was the co-pilot, I don't know. Autopilots do most of flying anyway now, really. So he was, and Prabhupada said, and he asked me, he said, Swamiji, if God is all good, why is there evil? So this is one of the maybe like seven most common questions like that. Or another one is, God is beyond words, so how can you describe him with words like that? So Prabhupada said, I explain it this way. So you tell me if I give a good explanation or not. So he said, sure, Prabhupada, we'll tell you. So he said, from the point of view of the sun, right? Everything is illuminated. The kind of the sun can't see darkness. You know, wherever he looks, everything is illuminated. So from his point of view, everything's good. So from God's point of view, everything's okay. Everything's wonderful, nice. You know, but and as long as we face God, we also only see light. As long as we face the sun, we only see light. Also, like that. You know, the sun. Yeah, everything's good. He said, but when we turn our back on God, right? What's it called? We turn our back on God, then we produce, we can recover. We're covered by our own enormous shadow, like that. But it's not enormous, you know. But for our perspective, it's big enough, you know, like that, you know. Another example, one nice spring day in Berkeley, I was walking from, you know, again, down by the, something, banking or something, and down on the other street below the temple, big street. And then it was a nice day. Everybody was kind of happy. It was Saturday. You know, wow, it was fresh air and after winter time. Then one guy came up in his car. It was like a convertible. It was like a hole in the floor, and the smoke was coming from the exhaust pipe. It looked like he was driving into the junkyard or something. Like he was, I guess, where he worked or something. You know, he was smoking a cigarette and hadn't shaved for a few days. And, you know, and the radio was blasting some, you know, harsh music. And he was sitting there right in the middle of this spring day. Everyone else was happy, but he had created his little personal hell like that. Just like a distance maybe about 35 feet or something like that, you know. Yeah. But it was really obvious. He was living in this whole hellish place, and obviously his mind was also filled with some kind of real anger and frustration about something. He was smoking, you know. And maybe his car was shaking, and the smoke was coming through like that. You know, it was really hell. You know? So same way, we produce, right? You know, we produce this little environment, you know, whatever we want, you know. And that's why, you know, there's evil in this world, you know. So Prabhupada gave that analogy, right, about God. God is all good. So time, for a devotee then, you know, everything is good. Depending on how much we're, you know, Krishna conscious, yeah, like that. And if we're, you know, fully Krishna conscious, then things are fully good. Right? Yeah? It's all proper. Happening the right way. You know, I'm spacing out, thinking about something else when I'm chanting. There's some disturbing sound. Bang! I think, oh, why is that? What's that disturbing sound? And I think, no, it's Krishna's reminding you to think about him when you're chanting. Oh, wow. Wow, it's nice. Yeah. 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 For example, before somebody comes and sticks a gun on you and says, give me all your money. And you say, oh, what a nice pistol. Like that. What a very, you know, beautiful gun. I'm very honored to be robbed by a person with such a gun like that. So I'm honored to give you this money. You know, obviously, you must be a very distinguished person. You'll put it to good use. Right? The thief may say, well, it is a good gun. Like that. Well, keep half. It's okay. Yeah. Keep half. Yeah. Yeah. They say, wow. Yeah, it's just like that. You know, it's like that. The material world is just the very end of the Bhagavatam, right? The very end of the Bhagavatam, after hearing the whole thing, Maharaj Parikshit says, but how can you describe God with words? You know? Again, God is beyond words. You know? And then Sukadeva Goswami's answer is, do you remember what he says? It's in the Krishna book, very end. He says, you misunderstand what is material. You know? When the material energy, the external energy, Bahiranga Shakti is used for Krishna's service, it's spiritual. When it's used for our, you know, egoistic, selfish ideas, then it's material, like that. So again, the prison is a very nice place for some people. They feel very satisfied there. They feel, I'm really helping so many people. You know, these are the people who need the help, like that, right? It's very nice, you know. And somebody else he's fighting against, if somebody else has changed his mind, I'm wrong. I'm a criminal. I've got to give up this attitude. But you know, I can see also that I'm not completely to blame. I was raised up in a really miserable family, and you know, my father used to always beat me in the school, you know, everything else. You know, but it's a fact. You know, I can change. I can do it. You know? I'll start seeing the psychologist. There's a free psychologist here. I'll make some appointment to see him. I'll start trying to do what he says. You know, I'll start taking occupational training, you know, so I can, some decent way to make a living without having to rob people, you know. And well, don't you want to go out? Not right now. I'm still crazy. I know it. Now I get out there, something will cause me to be, you know, bad again. It's a good place right now where I am. Like that. Yeah? So then everything's nice. And as soon as the guardianos, you know, the jail keepers, called jail keepers, whatever they're called in English, yeah. Guards. As soon as the guards, and everybody see this, you know, they change too. Yeah. The guards realize this guy has changed, you know, and so their reaction to him is different, like that, and everything else. In some ways, it may become more strict, right? After you decide you want to be good, it may become more strict with you because they want to protect you more to make sure that you're going to get out and not have any problems like that. Yeah. So it's the material world. Yeah. As soon as we accept this, well, okay. Yeah. So old age is also very nice. It's like, you know, pushing us out. It's Lord Shiva. It's the other aspect of time. It's the other aspect of growth. There's no growth without you know, dwindling, right? Without old age. There's no youth without old age, right? Yeah. If everybody was young around you, how would you think, you know, you're different than anybody else? You're thinking, oh, we're all like this. Yeah. But then you see, oh, I was like this, I'm changing. Before I couldn't write. Yeah. Before I couldn't write, now I can write. Before I couldn't ride a bicycle, now I can ride a bicycle. Before I couldn't go to school by myself, now I can go to school by myself, right? So you're seeing yourself, you know, growing, improving, something like that, you know. Yeah. And so the old age is the exact opposite. I can't ride a bicycle anymore. I can't do these things. You know, yeah. So it's all relative pleasures, you know. And a devotee just sees this. For him, it makes no difference. Well, you know, I mean, somebody is born with arthritis and they can't write. I'm an old man, I can't write. What's the difference? Some people are, when they're, you know, 5 years old, they can't do this. 20 years old, they can't do this. Whether it happens to be when I'm 80 years old or it happens when I'm 20 years old, that's the situation. You know? But somebody else, so you just, every day, what, you know, just assess what you got. You know? Okay, here we are. Born today. What have I got? Well, my body's about 14 years old, you know, like that. My body's 80 years old. You know? My short-term memory works about this much, you know. You know, but I have a lot of experience. Okay, I haven't got a lot of experience. You know, yeah. So okay, this is the body I got. You gotta play with the uniform they give you. One phrase. You gotta play with the uniform they give you. Yeah. So then, for a devotee, this really doesn't mean it's meaningless. You know, whether I'm old or young or anything else. It's just, you know, just, yeah. This is what Krishna gave me. Krishna's all good. Krishna can't be bad. Even if he wants to be, he can't do it. You know. Therefore, everything is, he's the enjoyer, you know, even if he doesn't want to enjoy, right? Everything is going to be made for his enjoyment, you know, okay. And I'm a devotee, very nice. Yeah. Okay? Yeah.
We can see this in another perspective, like Dattatreya, who has 24 guru and one about the body.
Yeah.
So when the body gets old, then we can see if we are not in control of the body, so we can
Yeah. When Bob Bickford, he was a disciple of Maharaji, somehow or other, when Maharaji came through, he became his disciple, and he was like really, you know, devoted, so it kind of didn't matter, you know, what happens. You know. But he had almost no contact with him. He was our accountant, auditor accountant. In San Francisco for the temple, and he helped us different times. He was a real strange kind of guy, you know, yogi guy. And so he worked really well with us. We used to call him Baba Bickford. He'd been in the occupation army in Japan when he was a young man, so at that time he was pretty, you know, older guy. And we got along really well. He'd come to Sunday feast and kind of sit there and different things, he'd talk and stuff. So one time I was talking about, you know, leading a healthy life, eating properly, and he said, "My body has never done anything nice for me. Why should I do anything nice for it?" You know? I was like, fact, you know, it's like it's never done much nice for me, you know, really, you know. So So yeah, it's our guru. Yeah. This material world is teaching, this material world is this material world is not a, it isn't pleasant. He said something else, this material world is not a, it wasn't enjoyable, it wasn't pleasant, but it was something like that. It was a little bit different word, like kind of a new word for the material world, you know. Material world is not it, something like that. But it's just, you know, the whole thing is just designed, you know, designed for suffering, for education, by force. So there's, you know, the prison is always unpleasant for everybody. So old age is unpleasant. That's good. I won't become attached. I'll go back and publish the play with Krishna. So, any comments? About old age?
People who are enjoying.
Yeah.
And then old age hit, and that's like checking themselves.
Yeah.
Many people, they have so many issues.
Yeah.
But they can't do them anymore.
Yeah.
So that's lessened.
Yeah. Yeah. And these things, you know, we can learn them in the head, like that. You know, we can store our memories in our senses, you know, our sensuous body, you know, different feelings and stuff. This is Shudra. Paramahamsa Das was talking to his father one time. His father was a real good carpenter, you know, and talking about something, and numbers were coming up, and he told his father, he said, you keep the numbers around you, don't you? And he said, yeah, I hadn't thought about it. Where is 5? He said, it's over here. where's 12? He said, it's over there. Because you ever do carpentry work, for example, like what it is, you'll measure, you know, the how wide the molding has to be for this door, and you can't mess it up because the molding's expensive, you know. So you measure it, it's like, you know, 22 and 13/16 inches, you know. So you got to remember it, you know. So a carpenter will actually grab the number like that, you know, and go over and, like, you know, keep it, you know, that, you know, so same way. So if we're more inclined to the mode of ignorance, it means more inclined to matter, you know, and then we can keep it in our body like that, you know, store things, you know, like that. So our shooter tendency is like that, you know. And then, you know, that goes, though. When you lose the body, you lose access to all these memories. So sometimes, for example, somebody will have a head injury or electric shock, and it just, you know, does that to let the full physical body just become, you know, dumped. And so after that, for example, they may have been a very good manual abilities or something like that, you know, but they can't do it anymore. You may have, like, a stroke like that. You go in your kitchen. Before you were, it was my kitchen, you know, like that. Now you just can't remember anything, you know. You lost the feel for it, yeah, you know, that kind of memory. So time of death, you lose that. You know? And also the mind, the brain's also gone. So storing is like 10,000 nadis or something. It's a pretty good size, you know, with 2 billion cells. They've never figured out where memory is exactly. But yeah, it can be stored associated with the cell structure and the neuron structure and the subtle prana structure. So you can keep stuff there in your cerebral cortex like that, you know. Depending on what kind of cerebral cortex you have. Some people that don't have cerebral cortexes. Happens, yeah. Yeah. That's one of the biggest problems for them, because they're trying to find memory in the brain. Everything's caused by matter. The brain evolved and memory evolved. There's a famous story of one guy. He was a graduate student in chemistry. Not just a chemistry student, but a graduate student. So his professor kept noticing he was always taking notes and doing things, and he said, yeah, how's your mind working, this and that? And the guy said, always had some trouble since I was a child. So he went to the university medical center, and he said, okay. And he did a scan on his brain, and he only had something like about 10%, 8% of the cerebral cortex. And that was mostly fibers. It wasn't even cells like that. So the man had no brain, and he was a graduate student in chemistry, a PhD. Okay, become a PhD. So you don't have to have a brain to be a PhD, right? Yeah, he was all, you know, learning it by rote, by memory, by systems like that. You know, and the mind was using these things, and also find the mind The mind is situated in the heart, you know, the mode of goodness. Passion starts to be absorbed in the brain. You know, his cake is bigger than my cake. How can I get his cake? You know, and the ignorance, it goes to the senses, aware of those. But in buddhi, you know, level of buddhi, it's there. You know? So those are the things that you can take with you more. Right? Those are the things that are survive onto the next body. The mind also goes with you, you know, but it becomes more, if it's really absorbed in the body, then it doesn't have much to take with it. But all, as long as in the material world we have the same intelligence and in mind, you become twisted and turned like that and stuff, distorted, you know. So that's what you take with you to your next life. See, if you learn something by heart, you really take it to heart, some lesson to heart, you know, then you take it with you. And so past 50, use your short-term memory starts to go. Again, this is God's way of saying, you already know enough. Actually, you know too much. You know? Now it's the time to start sorting out what you're going to take with you. You know, what you're really going to use forever, what's going to be of long-lasting value. And it's good. You learned a lot of things. Okay, but now start going through them, right? You go through your memories. You look at your photo albums. You think about things. You talk to people. And, you know, if I want some songs, if I want to remember this song, I've got to start going over it again. I've got to refresh them. The memories we don't refresh, they tend to, you know, go away. You know? So we have to start thinking, what do I want to take with me? What do, you know, yeah? What do I actually know by heart? Well, you know, not so much. You know? Prabhupada says we should learn certain songs besides Maha Mantra. We should learn certain prayers, so in the next lifetime we'll have those. They'll come back to us. You know, we'll contact them. Certain ways of looking at things. Trinadapi, Srinichana, Tarorya, Sahishnuna. You know, one should be more tolerant than a tree, humbler than the grass, looking for everybody else's good qualities. Like that. What a good gun. You know, yeah. And not expecting anybody else to see our good qualities. You know, like that. In that consciousness, we can always chant. So that's something you can have from the time you're a little child. Right? And that will also lead you to a certain family. You know, that kind of thing. You know. And what a great asset. You take that with you. Right? You just, you know, can't ask for much more than that. You know, to actually realize that one verse. You know. The first verse we should realize is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama 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 Rama. The second verse is Sri Krishna Jaitanya Prabhupada Aranda Sri Advaita Karadar Sri Vas. The third verse. Huh? Ah, Prabhupada's pranam prayers. Yeah? Or maybe Trinadapi Srinichana. Or one very powerful mantra. Actually, there's one mantra that will probably save all of us at the time of death. You know, we're caught in the material world, confused, and we hear somewhere in the distance, you know, through the fire, over the hills, everything else. Sari ra abhijajo. Prasadam prabhu. But it's fire and everything else. Don't worry, it's prasadam, we'll make it. Yeah. That's a fact, yeah. All these odd things we're doing, we don't really kind of realize how they're touching us, and you know, yeah.
Parikrama, horizontal parikrama.
Yes, yeah.
My main impetus for walking.
Yeah.
10 kilometers.
Yeah.
Dust.
Yeah.
And heat.
Yeah.
Prasadam.
Yeah, I know. That, I know.
We'll have nice prasadam under the shade of a tree.
If you're Indians. That's all. Westerners don't have that. Oh my God! More oily, spicy, hot sabji and rice. I hate rice. And, you know. Yeah.
They should take turns. One day Western, one day Indian.
Yeah, or something. The ladies who are doing like things, other people too. Some of the ladies do like this Ekadasi Vrata of just fruits and stuff.
Yeah.
So they seat them separately. So they also should do that, because even though what happens is sometimes there is things that Westerners can eat, but they went down the line, only one spoonful, you know, like that. I'll come back, and never come back. You know, so, you know. Okay, so Western diet here, you know. And then the Manipuris were talking to these Manipuri groups, you know, from India. And they all, you know, they eat rice from the Himalaya Mountains, everything else. So they're always like, you know, laughing at, you know, us Westerners, you know, 4 or 5 Westerners along with 18 Manipuris, because we couldn't digest rice, we'd get diarrhea and stuff, you know. So one night after a show, we get in a big, big feast of pasta. And next day, they were all had diarrhea, you know, because they couldn't digest wheat, you know, the way we do. So that was it, they stopped. They said, we won't laugh at you anymore if you don't give us any more what with that stuff, the pusta, no more pusta. Okay, pasta. Yeah. Yeah. So, your body, your mind, understand what it is, the different ages, how it's working, and then, you know, okay, this is good. You know, my short-term memory is like, okay, I can learn new things, but it's just harder. You know, it just takes more effort now. That's okay. If I need to learn anything new, probably said that I'm always learning something new about machines and, you know, material things. You know, probably it's a karmi machine problem. Oh, that's all right. Let me see if it's actually useful. You know, and some things are. You know, it's, you know, one comment is never buy any new product. Wait about a year. if it's still on the market, it also would have been, you know, refined to the point where it works well, like that. Let somebody else try it out and suffer with it. You know. Never buy 1.0 software. You know, because it doesn't matter how much you debug it. Yes, you know, isn't the same as 5,000 users, you know, discovering what's wrong with the thing. Okay, one, you know, Microsoft Word, you know, 5.3. Okay, yeah. Yes, fools rush in and buy the new products. Yeah.
Just like they say, buy 2-year-old house.
Yeah.
Not a brand new house.
Yeah.
Because if somebody has everything figured out, sprinklers and curtains and things.
Yeah.
They will do it for 2 years.
Yeah.
Then you will buy it.
Yeah. So many, unless you want to be a pioneer, you know. Okay. There are benefits for that too, you know, but there are problems, you know. Yeah, being the first one there, you know. Yeah.
I was saying that the mind resides in the heart.
Yeah.
And we can take a mind with us at that point.
Yeah.
But intelligence is also related to that.
Same place.
Same
place. Yeah. Actually, everything is intelligence. And all there is mahatma. Everything is false ego. But when it becomes agitated by the book called Pradhan, is a non-manifested form. But when we want to have a separate existence from Krishna, then the hankara covers us. It throws us, Maya throws us into the material energy and covers us. And that's all it is I am separate from Krishna. Nothing else. Okay. You want more? And you want to have some? Okay, yeah, okay. So then the ahankara, or prakriti now, you know, becomes agitated by the three modes of nature. In the mode of goodness, it becomes buddhi, you know, knowledge, perspective, you know, like that. Yeah. I know. Independent of God, I can know. All else, you know. Yeah, but no desire. Yeah, very high state for someone. Yeah. But then, okay, now I want to use my knowledge. I'm not satisfied with things the way they are, the way God has created things. I want it this way, that way, you know. Rajas comes. Yeah. Then the hankara is agitated by rajas, and then by time, and then it produces plans, goals, ambitions, comparisons. You know, I want to be rich. I want to buy beautiful clothes for my wife and go to the best parties and be seen, you know, with decorated children and family, and you know, yeah. So this is passion. These desires come like that. Then it pretty much goes to the head. You know, calculation all goes on in the brain. You know, there's different things in psychology, and then, you know, and then finally, if you want, you know, you really want the things, not just you're planning about and dreaming about it, but now you actually really want them to experience them. Okay, then you go to the senses. You know, you absorb in the senses and this mode of ignorance. So the mode of senses is the mode of ignorance. The brain, the mind is in the mode of passion. The buddhi is in the mode of goodness, intelligence. Yeah. But this is material goodness still. Yeah. Not all that good. Yeah. So it's just, you know, it's going out. You know. Again, it's all this, you know, it's all the operating system on the computer, right? But sometimes the operating system is dealing with calculations, sometimes it goes to applying those in terms of printing it out on the screen or operating, you know, the alarm system, or, you know, and whole operating systems absorb and running the input output apparatuses. You know. So there's no place for for calculation anymore. You know. Yeah, you see that, you know, say, sorry, you know, please wait. Find out what's happening, tasking. Oh, it's running the printer. It's running 15 printers and a modem, so it can't possibly, you know, do your calculation now. Yeah. So, you know, by introspection, people design computers. They see how their mind works and everything else, and then they just, you know, imitate that in the external world.
Those who are self-realizing, they go back to Godhead. So the mind intelligence force it still goes, but it's not purified.
No, it's these are all material elements.
They don't go.
No, Prabhupada says that the, you know, Devahuti, third canto, she says, I'm always being harassed by my so-called senses, you know. He said, these are not real senses. He said, this shirt has a sleeve because my body has an arm, you know, but this is not my arm, you know, my arm is under this, you know, different, you know. And he says, same way, our senses are compressed, they're under this. You know? Maybe we have the senses of a cow in the spiritual world, but they can manifest in so many ways as senses. You know, the elements, you know, the robot, the car, the vehicle, it can act in a certain way, you know. So our sensuous nature is just stimulating it. It's like we're asleep, you know. You know? And so there's a kind of a this very fundamental relationship between our senses and the senses we have. You know, not detailed, but yeah, because we have senses and can experience things like that, then it's there and it's going back. Maybe to some degree the soul's being stimulated by that. You know, like that. You know, on the television, there are certain things on the television because you have certain things to reciprocate with them, right? Respond to them, like that. You know? So all these things, the senses, the mind, the intelligence, are all material elements, elements of the material drama. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah.
And then when we are unhappy, we don't do anything, but keep silent and keep well.
Yeah.
How do we kind of follow this number that, how do we...
She's lost control of her apples. next are her marbles. I can't hear you. How do we
remember the death is going to come and then we are going to get old and then our senses are going to fail us and all those things constantly?
Yeah.
Because we tend to follow it. When we listen to your class, it seems good and then we can like it and then believe it.
Yeah.
But when we go out and then do the normal activities, then we kind of follow it over the class and then we do our own thing.
Yeah. But the you know, we're never separated from Krishna.
We're never separated from Krishna.
Yeah. It's too loud. There you go. It's too loud. It's too loud.
Hari Bol.
Thank you. All right. Yeah, a little louder. Yeah. We're never separated from Krishna. That's why he's called Advaita. Right, non-dual. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. So Krishna is, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, the original, the supreme personality of the Godhead, of Godhood. And he expands himself as the Logos, Lord Jesus Christ, Prophet Muhammad, Buddha, you know, Prabhupada, you know, Balaram, Nityananda. He's the first Logos, Guru, you know, to deal with this. But then he's always with us as the Holy Spirit, the Paramatma, you know, the Garbhodakshaya Vishnu and the Purusha avatars. And that's Advaita Mahavishnu and the Purusha avatars. So he's not different, Advaita. You know, again, if somebody's hitting you on the head with a stick and you say, why are you hitting me? And he says, I'm not hitting you, the stick is hitting you. You know, don't accept this, you know. Well, it is, you know, but it's not different. Not the same, but it's not different. You know? So this material world, everything is being arranged and controlled by Krishna, you know. So therefore, you're asking me, how can we always remember that we're going to die? And the real endeavor, you know, is enormous endeavor is how are we being successful in forgetting the fact, right? Every place you look around you, you see death, right? You know, when you're driving your car to work and everything else like that, you know, you're always kind of a little conscious. You want to cross the street, you can die, right? You know, the cold weather, you realize, my God, if I was couldn't get inside, I would die, you know. You know, pain is, you know, so really kind of, how is it we've been so successful? It's a miracle we've actually forgotten this fact, right? You know, Sri Hari was giving this example that somebody went to, Yamaraj's court, one lawyer, and he said, "We never gave me any warning, you know, like that." And he said, "Well, look, your mind, your eyes started working, your teeth started working, one after another, all these problems you had, I was giving you a warning that death was coming, and you didn't take them. You know, you just kind of false teeth, this, that, you know, it doesn't exist, right?" So that's one way, is we're always being given an opportunity. So it's not a matter of making a big endeavor to remember this thing. It's more of a matter of just accepting. You being a little more conscious that when Krishna gives us mercy, right, I should be remembering that. It's nice. You know, if Krishna's showing me I'm going to die, you know, I'm driving my car and I'm realizing, yeah, it's a dangerous place. You know? I read the paper, you know, family of five found dead, you know. Police investigate something, you know. Yeah, could be me, right? Yeah. So that's the first thing I would say, is this: the first thing is Krishna's always giving us, you know, the opportunity, you know, through the material world. And then if we actually are approaching guru, right, devotees, you know, Prabhupada, you know, other devotees, then the opportunity is there. So, okay, when I'm hearing Prabhupada, okay, for example, Tripurari Swami was engaging devotees in just distributing books. To have every hour to stop and chant one round, and it's very, it's a thing, okay. You just stop every hour and just chant one round. You ask, the employer asks you what you're doing, you say, I'm remembering death. And you go, okay, something. But anyway, there's so many ways like that. So the Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gananatabhi, the six Goswamis, they arranged a schedule that was good for them. So they could always be engaged in hearing, chanting, dancing. In that way, you know, they always were remembering Krishna. It's the same way. You just did different things like that to remind yourself. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, many great devotees, they come to this point of developing a whole Lila Smaranam, Astakalya Lila. There's eight days divided in eight parts, and Krishna does different things during those days. So, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he was, for example, in the morning, Krishna's out with the cowherd boys taking care of the cows, protecting them all properly from themselves, from different things like that. And demons and stuff, you know. And so when he was in the court in the morning, you know, dealing with all these people, you get a reward, you go to hell, this and that. You know, at that time his meditation was, you know, on Krishna with the cowherd boys. And these are all the different cows here, and there are some wolves trying to attack the cows, and I'm a cowherd boy, and I'm helping Krishna take care of his cows, not my cows, you know. And so he's thinking, like, you know, awarding things. It's all, you know, this is all just a reflection of Krishna playing with the cowherd boys. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Anyway, he had different songs he was singing different times of the day like that. For example, Arunadaya Kirtan. Ulilo Aruna Purva Bhagi. So, different songs at different times may attract the mind to remember these things. Then after a while, there's so many things remind us of these things again. You know? You see so many things that remind us. You know? You see old people in consciousness. The mind kicks off, oh yeah, we're reading about that today, about old age and stuff like that. And then we're kind of looking. And then so gradually our intelligence becomes all connected to Krishna. It's fast. I don't experience the world the same way I used to. I see it differently, you know? Like that. Chanakapanda says, a man in the mode of ignorance sees a beautiful woman as a hunk of meat, right? A man in the mode of goodness sees it simply as the interaction of the modes of nature. Only a man in the mode of passion sees a beautiful woman. You know, same for women, you know, those of men, right? Yeah. So if we're more in the mode of goodness, just conditioning our senses, purifying, which you can do by the sadhana, it does that. Then you just, you know, lose your passionate intelligence. You start seeing things for as they are, and you know, the whole perspective. You know, yeah. Death is part of it. You know, but really the real thing is devotional service. You know. Okay, and you know, what are the chances I'm going to die today? Well, not too much. So I'm not going to be just thinking about every moment about, you know, obsessive about death. No, but yeah, I'm ready. It may happen any moment. It's a fact. You know, like that. And so let me just, you know, earthquakes, heart attacks, nuclear wars. Yeah, so many ways. You know, it may happen. Yeah. So, you know. Okay, let me, you know, keep a little bit of what on the operating system on the computer. I have a little bit of thing down there, like, you know, at a very, very low level on the operating system. If this happens, do that, you know. You know, it's a close call, you know, chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It's where you put it into your heart, you know, rather than, oh my God, or you know, some nasty word like that. You know, you change that in your operating system way down there. That, you know, okay. But most of the time I'm engaged in Krishna's service and seeing what opportunities he's given and this and that. And, okay, here's a good opportunity to make some money. And Prabhupada's saying, okay. You know, I'm working as a Shudra, employed with this company, working for them, doing their work, you know, by an intelligent Shudra. Okay. Well, why don't I become a Vaishya? Let me see what's going on here. There's an opportunity for somebody to take charge of this particular unit and make more money for Krishna. That's why I'm here, make money for Krishna. Okay. Yeah. So that way you're thinking your business activity has all become your service to Krishna. Well, if I'm here to make money for Krishna, or, okay, I'm here just to make money for my family. And many people discover that, okay, actually, you know, I can finish this project off in 2 weeks, which is what they want, right? Okay, but I could actually, if I worked really, I could ask and just worked hard, I can probably finish it off in 1 week, you know? Well, why do that? I don't want to make any more money. Okay, so what I'll do is while I'm working on the project, I'll do that, but I'll also spend half my time, you know, doing other kinds of devotional service on the computer and stuff like that, you know? I'll put the whole Bhagavatam into Linux, so it looks like I'm working on some complicated code like that. The guy will walk by. And I'll have a quick subroutine. I'm going to hit the escape key, escape one, like that. Escape HK. It tosses me back into some bona fide project. You know? You know, so now you're using it. You know, and I don't know how many people do that. I mean, you know.
Yeah. So he wrote some of the Bhagavatam.
Yeah. And probably 90% of the people working in the computer industry who are not fanatics about getting ahead like that, you know, have the same thing going on, but they have something else going on, like football scores or, you know, this kind of stuff, you know. Yeah. And so it's, you know, it's just a matter of your intelligence. So that way, again, then your work becomes. It all becomes devotional services. It always reminds you of Krishna. Always. Okay. Now, after you're always remembering Krishna, remembering everything in terms of him, death, disease, old age, you know, success, future life, you know, yeah. Then it has to become more intense. Right? And after you're intensely remembering Krishna all the time, then it has to broaden until it's, you know, it's unceasing, uninterrupted, intense, broad remembrance, smarana, meditation on Krishna, like that. At that point, your eternal identity wakes up in terms of that stimulus. I'm a cow, right? I'm here working at, you know, what does it call it? Micron, you know, for Krishna. That. Pushing the keys with my paws, right? Chewing grass, But it's all coming, you know, it's all coming from Krishna. It's a matter of just finding out how we've gotten this perverted situation from our swarup. That's all a matter of just investigating. Yeah. And then we live in the spiritual world. You can see Prabhupada, you can see he's not living in this world. He's always kind of chanting. He's talking to some, what's the word, fractious? I mean, it's kind of like argumentative, like a puppy or something, fractious, you know. Guy, he's not really disturbed by this guy. The guy's arguing, and but probably not disturbed. He's kind of chanting, and he's like, you know, dealing with his arguments, and you know, kind of chiding him and correct and arguing with the guy. And the guy is thinking about it and coming back again. And while he was doing that, probably was chanting. You know, you can see he's just going back and forth, you know, to this, you know, spiritual platform and then back down like that. So practice. Paul, the sadhana is designed for that. So understand the sadhana better and better. You know, what Prabhupada's saying, what are the priorities? What's the most important thing in our sadhana? Yeah, okay. Then after that? Then after that?
Association with devotees?
Yeah, that's kind of a general thing, though. Yeah. My hierarchy is you chant 16 rounds, and even if I can't follow the four principles somehow or other, I'm going to go on chanting. You know, okay. But, you know, so chant 16 rounds, four principles, Mangalartik, is the kirtan. It's in terms of reading Prabhupada, too, you know, other experiences. And then Bhagavatam class, you know, morning program. Maybe you have so many things to do, but at least those two. Good kirtan, Mangalartik, worship of deities, you know, and then Bhagavatam class, you know, study. Then Sankirtan. you know, some kind of bhakti. And that's the whole thing, that how to be engaged and, you know, cooperating to glorify God. Everybody should see Him. An evening program like that. And that's kind of my, you know, and it's, you know, I put that into my software. So yeah, I said, what's going on? Do this, do that. No, first off, get your rounds done well. You know, like that. And of course, they're all related. You can't chant good rounds. You wake up like, you know, wake up like 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, gulp some coffee while you're shaving yourself in the bathroom and run off to your work with your clicker in your hand. Chant japa, you know. So no, you're all related. Getting up early, Mangala Arati, it's all important for chanting. Okay, so Prabhupada ki, Maha Prasadam ki. Says that here, right? So take prasadam, right? Then go collect. Huh? The next one, we'll go on again. One after another. Now it's time for prasadam. The off switch doesn't work. Die. Thanks. Oh, turn off the memory machine. Turn off the listening machine.